Hi, I am a Google Virtual Assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect to you, can I ask what you're calling about?
Google, local splash.
Hello, this is Pete.
Hey, Pete, John with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Not bad over here, not bad. A little brushing through a cold right now, but it's all good. No, that's okay, it's life. So, Pete, I know you wanted me to give you a call, reach out to here around this time today to see if we can, you know, answer any further questions and possibly even get the ball rolling for your Google campaign. I'll leave the ball in your court a little bit here. Do you have any questions for me, or?
Yeah, sure. Let me just, my wife is taking a nap right now. Let me step outside.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, all good. No, it's fine. I don't want to serve. Yeah, thanks for giving me a call. I was kind of hoping you would, because I forgot. I think maybe sent a message, but I forgot. You sent the name of your service, the local splash, I remember. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we talked about initiation, like, the initial fee is like $100, and then it's $245 for a month. No contract, build a website, and then you work on getting me into, I guess, the front page of Google, correct?
Much more, yeah. So we want to make sure, I know we're kind of rounding just so we can kind of remember the pricing and things like that. I don't want you to feel like, I don't know, if I ever put myself in your guys' shoes on that side, I want to make sure that, hey, listen, there's no surprises whatsoever. So getting started today would be exactly $348. That's including everything. Month to month, it'll always stay at $249 no matter what. Now, what that includes is, yeah, you got your first page of Google listing. You also get the local directories too. Don't forget. So you got like Yelp, Bing, Apple products, and then also retarget marketing ads on the social media campaign for Facebook. And then also, yes, I included the website for you at no additional cost. Normally we do charge extra for websites for the one-time fee plus keeping it up to date, but you'll see that as mentioned that I put that on me to go ahead and include that for you.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks. And then.
Yeah.
About how many days or weeks until I can kind of expect to have everything up and running? Yep.
Yep. So far, and I'm going to give you like our average for customers that have no web presence at all. Okay. Cause that's just what we're kind of base it off of, but yours is a little bit different because you already have some kind of web presence going on. I mean, you have Yelp listing already too. So it's a lot of things that is already in place. We just got to optimize it. But for customers that brand new, within the first 5 to 7 days, we get all the directories completed and submitted along with your dashboard, which is your fully customizable tracking system. Now, also within the first 7 to 14 days, we get website and Facebook business page developed and the ads already shooting out for you as well too. So we're moving pretty fast with this stuff. So you may get traction from any of these already, but we're looking organically on the first page, looking about 30 to 45 days on average. Again, it could be a lot quicker for you because there's a lot less that we have to do for that part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also to – so I'm comparing this to – this obviously service is a lot more than just what Google service ads
right.
do. But, yeah. like, that's kind of like what I'm thinking is the direction I'm heading to right now. Can you – obviously, I know you want to sell your product, and that's fine. Like, it's okay. If lead your answer to me shutting away from Google service ads. But in my mind, Google service ads are pretty instantaneously effective and kind of provide and to get, like, lead guarantees from Google. I'm just wondering what would be, like, what's the advantage of building everything out versus just doing the Google service ads straight through Google, I pay them directly, and now I have them promoting people calling me. And it's just Google. Like, they don't do enough Facebook or Apple or Yelp.
I was going to say,
But
I don't know why. It's kind of weird.
Go ahead.
I think I already know your question. So what's the difference of doing it on your own comparison with us pretty much, right? And what's the cons and pros? So very first thing is, you know, doing it with Google, I don't know why they only allow to have either pay-per-click or pay-per-lead for one. And with that, I mean, do we have all this? Yes, of course, we're premier partners with Google. If that's something you're looking more interested in that direction, by all means. But again, my job is to help you save money. Just, that's just as hands down more important than making the money too, right? So far as your face, far as what we have for this package that we're talking about here, we invest $100 into the target marketing Facebook ads for you. So if you're looking to hit the more of the, you know, closer range of market, and then also with residential, then that's the way to go, hands down. If you're looking to get quicker results or, you know, hit more of the commercial side of businesses, then the Google ads does well, more so I would say, because it's, it goes to a 100-mile radius though. So it's like, do you really want to use all that? Two, with the ads, it's a pay-per-click, but we still make sure that you stay in a flat rate month to month, never fluctuating up and down. Yeah. For that package, for those Google ads, that's an ad above the local map section, and then it's a bundled service with the local map section. Of course, we include your website, as promised, for any package here. I gave you my word, so that's what I'm going to do. And that package also includes your local directories, a team to back you up, and then also your tracking system. So for Google ads, it goes out quicker. We get you guys up there within the first 7 to 14 days with that. So that's moving super fast, if you ask me. Yeah. Now, for that package that we have a bill, if I apply that same promotional rate, that package is $449 month-to-month with the one-time setup fee of $99. Now, out of that $449, we invest $300 of those dollars into your Google ads already for you. So that way you're not having to have a fluctuating bill going up and down. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to, you know, bring it back and ask you, I mean, what do you feel is more important, you know, hitting with the social media or in the local area more, or are you trying to go out further and try to hit the commercial work more?
Oh, that's a good question. I do both.
Right? yeah.
That's a good question. I guess I probably should have been considering from between our last call until this call. And I know you guys don't offer, you don't require contract times, just month to month, billing free service.
Yeah.
And then, but I honestly, having like a decent website built sounds like super enticing, and then, you know, eventually just if we end up finding out like the service isn't totally hitting my needs, then I could just buy the domain from you guys. Well, do I?
Correct. Yeah.
I have a domain, like a domain.
Okay.
Just because my I know you found me through Welp, which is Pete's professional window cleaning, but my company's called Sparkle Window Cleaning.
Okay.
And I do have a website called just sparkleslc.com, but I haven't done anything else. So if you even type it in, like this.
Okay.
Know, like there's nothing on this page. So I guess how would you, so I can like provide you guys with the domain and you can build out a website for me there. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say we use your domain that you already have. Perfectly fine. Do it all the time. All right. With that being said, let's say down in the future, I'm putting every answer out there for you. If you did decide to part ways, knock on wood, but if you did decide to go part ways from that point, that's still your domain. You don't have to buy it off of us because it's yours. We just want to make sure we're not confusing your customers. You know, if we're making a website for you, if you own a domain already and they're already visiting it, then I would highly suggest you use that same domain name.
Right. Right. Okay. This might seem like a dumb question, but like the website that you build out under that domain, would I still have like that design, or would I be responsible for creating my own, I guess, basically UI for that page?
Gotcha. Okay. So the domain, obviously you take that with you. Far as the content within it, that's our team. That's their content that they're going to represent and do for you. I'll put it like this, Pete. I mean, I have a side business of my own. So the most important thing, hands down, is just the domain. If you're looking to have someone else do the website for you and try to mimic that website, you could definitely find that anywhere, man. But, you know, at the same time, will it look identical or work or process the same? That I can't tell you. You know what I mean? Because you never know who's working on your website. But at least with us, we're using WordPress. We're using everything Google guidelines, so that way it's going to be out there and getting the results you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I said last time, like this is probably one of the better packages and services that has been offered for this kind of thing. The biggest thing holding me back right now is this is a very seasonal job here in Utah, and I'll probably be wrapping up most of the work I want to do. So I'll continue to do like smaller work with just existing clients who want repeat service.
Sure.
But for most of like building out new work, and receiving leads, I want to finish, honestly, within about 8 weeks.
Okay.
So in my mind, I know we get things going. Yeah. Two months.
Okay.
Like by the end of August, I want all of like the grind and just going all in and building out everything, kind of just wrap up around then.
Okay.
So that's like my biggest holdback is putting down the 348 and then the next month 249.
About
$500. And I know it's like month to month, and then I could just wait or pause your service until next year.
I was going to say, pause thing is very good for you, Pete, because in that case, I mean, unless you have other services that you want to be found for us to keep you afloat for the down season, then sure, by all means, we can help you. We can always change out those keywords and everything for you. It's included. But, you know, when it comes down to taking time off or, you know, it's a certain time of the year, that's why we call it a seasonal hold for a reason. You know what I mean? But at least you're securing your positioning. We're not working with anybody else. Like, we literally wait to say, all right, like a little puppy, I guess you can say, hey, when are you going to turn us back on so we can rock and roll with you again? You know what I mean? But you will not be charged for that time being until you're ready to go ahead and turn it back on. And at least at that time, we're not starting from scratch. We know exactly how to help your business. We've already been through everything. And we just got to plug it back in and rock and roll at that point, you know?
Cool. Okay. Yeah, that's probably my biggest thing. And then also, I honestly, my second biggest holdback is I want to give Google service ads a go for about 4 weeks. Well, 2 weeks initially.
Okay.
Before committing to this, because if that ends up working out well, and like fine, and like, but I want to know if that doesn't work before I say yes to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it, like, I don't know if it's going to fit perfectly from what I want to get out of this, but I'm always trying different things. And that is something that I wanted to try, and I just can't, for some reason, just came across last week because I'm trying to build a more media presence, basically. I just want to start using more online services versus how I've done things, you know, like last 5 years, which has been fine. So to be honest, is the second thing I really want to just see how Google service ads go and see if they fulfill my needs or not, because it's a little less, I can pay week by week for those. Like, I can test out like $300 for 1 week there, and if it busts, cool. Or I can do like 1 week of $60 and it's okay, and then I can do another week of $150 and I can just kind of go from there, and I get to see instantly almost.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Kind of
so you're looking
time.
At the results
so,
by weekly on that, right? Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I just like that's really a fast response to know if something works or not, or it gives me an opportunity to change like the ad offering as well. So I just get really quick feedback.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Which
sounds
good to me, especially as I, you know, I kind of want to be wrapped up here in about 2 months. So,
So let me ask you this then, Pete. Very first thing is, which package would you feel more intrigued to go with Wimp than more of the Facebook ad package or the Google Ads package? We'll start with that.
Google Ads.
Google Ads. Okay.
I've ran Facebook ads myself for actually other people and their services because I kind of got pretty good at those a couple years ago, and I know it changes, but I've gotten pretty fluent on how to run just Facebook ads. And they just haven't shown as much success as what it sounds like other cleaners say. So I would definitely lean more towards the Google route.
Okay.
For when it comes to ads. Yep.
So a couple things with that. The reason I asked that is because for one, you know, Google Ads, like I said, we get up there at 7-14 days. Now, if you already have a campaign going with this, this does not hurt in any sense. This will help exponentially. I'm not sure if I went over statistics with you before previously about Google Ads and keeping it bundled, because right now that's all they allow. It's just the Google Ads. But with this, you get that bundled service. So this is a different. This is actually coming from Google's chief economist. Okay, not from me, not Local Splash. Okay, for every dollar you spend on ads, you're looking to get a $2 revenue. Okay. Now, with the Google campaign that we have for you, which is local, your local map directions first for one, and then also, this is not even including your directories, but also with the Google Ads, is every dollar ad you're spending, you're getting $11 in revenue. That's coming from Google, a chief economist. I'm reading right now for your ROI. That's incredible. So if you're even doing, let's say right now, you're like, John, I got to wait for this result on there. Well, you know the results are there. Statistics show. It's just a matter of how you want to go ahead and keep that going in the right way, because just because you bought a Google ad does not mean you're going to get that revenue back. There's a lot more that comes along with that, and that's what we can help you with as far as what keywords are really going to be searchable in helping finding your business, right? I know you got the window cleaning. Don't get me wrong, right? It's pretty straightforward, but you never know when you're like, man, I totally missed out on having professional window cleaners nearby or near me. Yeah. That's the algorithm program that we have in place that no one else does. That's how we keep our partnership at the top tier. So when I tell you, Pete, if you're looking for results in a quick manner, then Google Ads is, for one, a good position for you, for one. Two, you're also getting more value for your dollar and getting more return on your investment. And not to mention, you could put it on pause when you're ready and then bring it right back up. There's no penalties or anything, or hidden fees or agendas, anything like that. We're here for your success, period. So that being alone, hands down, is really good investment for you and decision making for the business, right? Because you're securing a return on your investment, you're securing, you know, being ahead of your competitors on Google and the local map sections. You have a 2/3 of that page conquered when someone looks up any of your services. That's incredible. And if they're not looking there, they're looking on Yelp or Bing or on the phones, better believe you're there as well too. So you're optimizing every aspect you can think of to get the results you wanted.
Right. Yeah, that's convincing. And how that package is, you said $4.49?
$4.49 month to month. We put $300 of those dollars into ad spend for you, so you don't have to worry about, you know, different ads going out and pricing. And that comes with the same $99 fee. Now, I have even something stronger for you as a suggestion, as an option. You can take it or leave it, doesn't matter. But Pete, I feel like you're going to do so well that you're going to be wanting to be with us for a while anyway. it's the option, okay? If you decide to move forward, and you're like, John, you know what? I definitely want to do it for the 2 months. And then, you know, in the third month, probably put it on pause during the time, my off season and whatnot from there. I can give you something a little bit stronger to give you our commitment back to you. Okay. Meaning, let's say, because normally, let's say if we did for 2 months, $449, right? That's, I'm around here, $900. Okay. Plus the $99 setup fee. So that's close to $1,000, right? So what if I did that where it's, instead of doing it for 3 months, we'll do it 3 months to give you the third month for free. So pay 2 months up front, give the third month for free. What do you think about that?
See, that's the deal is good, mm-hmm. but what I'm concerned is the upfront money and then not being able to, that goes back to the thing with, like, if I find out immediately that the Google service ads, like, separate of any of this, just like I go do the Google service ads.
Yeah.
Immediate. Like, I can know within 1 week, oh, never mind, I'm done. Or, let me try something else real quick.
Now
so,
I understand. Okay.
The upfront deal, like, that's, honestly, that's the biggest thing. Like,
okay. So then, yeah.
I mean, let me help you, like, you know.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay.
So that value is really good, but it doesn't address, like, the concern that, you know, will keep me up at night.
Okay, yeah, I hear you.
Knowing, like,
first thing,
like, holy crap, I just put down $1,000 and I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So then we'll keep it with this, the month-to-month, and then that way, you know, by the time you can say, John, we're doing really well, either you want to keep it going or you want to put on pause. Up to you on that part. And how about this? I'll even keep to that promise for the future in case you still want to say, hey, John, you know what? I'm ready to turn this on. But do you still have that deal available for me? As long as you talk with me, I'll keep to my promise on that. You have my word on that one. I'll put the notes on there for it. But even during that process, you still have your website going as well, too. So you can still schedule things out, things like that, to keep it afloat while it's on pause. I think that's hands down the best route then, after understanding everything. Sorry about that, Pete.
No, all good. No, it's fine. I appreciate you answering my questions because, like I said, I do talk to companies that provide a similar service all the time, and I have to really make sure they understand my concerns.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
And that's kind of – I've had some lack of communication from other groups, and it's kind of been weird. But
okay.
So thank you. Help me with that. I would like to stick with just the $249 a month package.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then if it goes really well, then we could talk about adding on the Google Ads service on top of that for the full $49. I assume that's okay. Like,
yes, sir, it is.
I can continue to bump up what I want out of this product, right? Like,
exactly. You can always add on, switch over, however you want.
For sure.
Pete, just make sure you let me know, okay? Because if not, they're going to give you a regular pricing. And it would break my heart, seriously, to know that you're paying, if I checked back on your account and you're paying that extravagant amount of money on that one, I would be like, no! All right.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to do the $249 package monthly for the Facebook ads, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And that still comes with the $99 setup fee on there, okay? So it'll be $348 to get started with that, okay? Just make sure you know if no surprises. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, so one more question. So the Facebook ads, I honestly don't have a lot of confidence in them. Can you provide anything that, like, can you try and convince me that they will work? Because in my mind, they haven't. And a lot of window cleaners specifically who have gone through the Facebook route have, like, they always end up leaving it in the dust and moving on to something else.
Linda, I'll put it this way. I'll go with my personal opinion as well, so that you, because I've been in most of my actual clients come from Facebook, believe it or not. So that's one thing. Now, two, Facebook ads, this is stats, okay? Facebook ads have a 9% conversion rate comparison to Google ads at a 4% conversion rate. Ain't that crazy? So it's almost more than double. But if you use it correctly. So with us, we're not throwing an ad to anyone. That's just going to waste your time, waste your budget and everything. We don't want that. We want to make sure it's only going to people that are actually in your area searching for your services. So those ads that come out to their customers or your customers are only the ones that are going, that are actually searching for your services in other areas. Let's say Yelp, Bing, Google, and they don't call you and they go on Facebook after that. That's when those ads
play. And then I'm there.
You got it. Yes, sir. And if those will come through and they call, hey, you, you're a business owner. I'm preaching to the choir. You're probably like, hey, how'd you hear about me? Oh, I saw you on Google. I saw you on Facebook. Great. Cool. There you go. They may not just click and call you from Facebook, but I tell you right now, there's plenty of them that do.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I remember you sharing that. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's.
So, Pete, getting started, again, I don't forget any of my promises either, man. So I'll make sure every little thing that I promise, you'll see me as I work through this account with you. We'll get it. You'll see that I keep to my word. So Very first thing is, let's set this up correctly. Pete, last name, how do you spell that?
G-I-R-G-E-N-T-I.
All right, perfect. And then what is the best email address I could send the invoice to as well?
Let's go Pedro, P-E-D-R-O,
mm-hmm.
Girgenti, G-I-R-G-E-N-T-I at gmail.com.
Beautiful. Thanks for not making that a paragraph for me. Love it. And then the phone number I'm talking to you on right now, ending with the 0572. Does that accept text messaging?
Yep.
Okay. And is this the best number for us to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. What about your customers? Do you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different one?
This one is perfect.
Okay, perfect. And then you said the business name is different, right? It was, I wrote it down here, it was Sparkle Window Cleaning, is that right?
Yeah, Sparkle okay. Window Cleaning. There's like 1,000 of them, but that's just...
okay, no worries.
Well, no, because legitimately here in Salt Lake, there's window cleanings are a dime a dozen, but there is mm-hmm. another guy named Pete's Window Cleaning. I don't really want to...
Get out of here, are you serious?
Not even going to... Yes. No, 100%. So I don't even want to mess with that. So.
All right, yeah. we'll shut them out by, you know, having this company being really presented the right way, man. All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
Now, getting this this business name, Google will ask us to have a physical address to be verified. It does not require to have a physical address to be shown to the public. What would that address be?
36 mm-hmm. Cottage Avenue.
Okay.
Sandy.
Perfect. Is it 84070? Is that the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, my next question, do you want to keep that hidden from the public, or do you want to showcase it, the address to the public?
What is more comfortable for the customer? What's like...
Wait, let me ask you this. Is that a house address, or is that...
It's a house. Okay. So I don't want them showing up here, but nope. If they're like, yeah. Oh... They live in Sandy. That's where my grandkid is, you know?
No. So here's a good thing. It does not require you to showcase it. If it is your home, I personally believe that you probably shouldn't. That's my personal belief on that one because you don't want customers showing up to your door. Does it hurt you? No. Because if they're looking in that Sandy area, then guess what? Boom. They'll show that you're in that area, in that. So it won't show, oh, he's just some random business that we pulled up on Google. Right? You know what I'm saying? So it won't hurt you whatsoever. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So keep it hidden?
Yes. Keep it hidden, please.
All right. Perfect. Let me go ahead and notate that. And then for the onboarding, I want to make sure we don't skip a beat. I could set this up as early as tomorrow for our team to introduce themselves to you, go over how you want your website to look and everything. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
Yes, let's do could we do 2 p.m. tomorrow, Mountain Time?
2 p.m. Mountain Time. Let me see what I got here. I can. Yeah, that works out perfect. Okay. Yeah, it was clogged everywhere else. Actually, I was like, oh, man, that's one of the last time, actually. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite through email. I'm going to send that same email to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to that meeting. Send it to you right now. Boom. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
Checking right now. Okay. Got it.
Beautiful. Again, nothing further than just hitting yes. And let me know when you're done, and I'll go ahead and put a reminder right now.
Okay. I hit yes. It's already in my calendar.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, so the next part. This is all for Google. It's really quick here, but just know that you're not married to this stuff, okay? Anytime you want to make adjustments or modifications, you could do so yourself, but I always put it this way. If you're paying for our services to help you, let our team do it, okay? Now... Sure. For your hours of operations, how would you like to showcase that? Like 24/7, Monday through Friday? What do you think?
Chill, Monday through Saturday. Okay. I'll start working at 7:30. So I should do 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I think it's Saturday.
8 to 4, it is. Okay. And then also, do you want the customers to just contact you by phone or email as well?
Phone is preferred. Email okay. is okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't have to. I can always add it in later when not from there.
Yeah, no, email, there's some, sometimes it's only how some of the older people like to
True
communicate,
that.
So.
No, you're right,
so, yeah,
you're right.
Email.
That's a good point. Very good point. Okay.
I have a business email for that as well.
Okay, what email would you like me to put for that one? Sorry about that. Yeah, yeah.
It's Pete, P-E-T-E, at sparkleslc.com.
Okay, so I got Pete at sparkleslc, you said?
Correct.
Okay. LC.com. Beautiful. Glad you brought that up, man. We're on top of it. All right, good
yeah.
good communication starting off here. I love it. Thanks. Now, for your payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card?
Everything, the whole lot. So,
I love
cash,
it. All right.
check, Venmo, Zelle, card. I guess so. Yeah.
Zelle and card.
So.
Okay. Perfect. Oh, if I can spell correctly here. there we go. I feel like the more options you have for the customers to pay, the more better it is for you, to be real with you.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, I should have already asked this, but we're still going through. It's cool. How many keywords do y'all work on or tie my domain to? Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, so domain, that's a good question. That's like two different questions, actually. So for your Google,
okay.
anywhere from 7 to 14 keywords and phrases. I haven't met not one that has met that threshold yet, to be honest, because it counts as phrases. Now, two, for the website, yeah, we're going to make sure we're doing backlinks, things like that, accordingly to Google. Just want to make sure I throw that out there, too, so that way you're not being flagged, but it's still professional and making sure that it's presenting on the first page as well. Okay? Great questions. I love it. All right. Now, in the area, you don't need to have, like, a license or do you have a license or insurance for the work?
I could buy insurance tonight if I need to. Technically, you don't. By Utah law, I am not required to have a license or insurance, but I'm
okay.
in the process
yeah.
of getting one this week, if that.
Okay,
so
I'll
I can't
okay.
send anything right now to you, but yeah.
That's okay. All right. I have to ask. It's just one of the policies here. Kind of ask here. And next part. So the keywords for services you want to be found for. Now, this is your bread and butter. So I know it's important. I'm putting you on the spot. I just want to put at least some stuff so that way our team has keywords already put in the algorithms for you that when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They're going to know exactly what's working in your area. So, throw some out for me, man. I mean, obviously window cleaning, right? But residential, commercial.
Window cleaning.
What we got? Yeah.
window, professional window cleaning, window cleaning, mm-hmm. window washing, window cleaning professionals. Let's go commercial window cleaning, residential window cleaning.
Residential and commercial. Ah, window cleaning, okay. Boom. What else we got?
Can you do, like, best window cleaning? You know, or...
So those ones, when it comes down, like, professional or best or nearby, near me, that's up to our team. I'm just putting the services in, and they're going to say, okay, this is what's helping you find and pop you up quicker. So don't worry about that.
Gotcha, services.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
Perfect.
Window cleaning, window washing, residential, commercial... hard water removal.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, perfect.
Screen cleaning.
You said screen cleaning? Is that it?
Screen cleaning, yeah, like
okay.
window screens. Screen cleaning.
Man, do I wish I was living by you, man. I just sorry. I just saw my screen. I'm like, oh, man, I got to get a power wash this thing or something.
yeah.
All right. So excited. Okay. I think that's good here. I'm going to put in parentheses, you may want to add more. That way they can bring that up tomorrow and say, hey, we got these keywords as well. We're working for that. Would you like to use them? Things like that as well, okay?
Yeah.
Bring up that conversation there. And I'm going to go ahead and now send this to our team right now. Hang in there with me. Boom. Perfect. Okay. Done. Next part. This is, I'm not taking a no for an answer, okay? This is to protect you and your pricing. So I'm going to do a voice verification where everything is recorded, okay? Top to bottom. I'm going to put the pricing in there, of course. And also, before I even do that, I'm going to give you our direct phone number. That way you always have a way to contact us. It's voice activated. So let me know when you're ready. I can give that to you now.
Okay, go for it.
All right. 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right. Save it as local splash, okay? It is voice activated.
Got it.
All right. Now, I will bring up that phone number again, okay? So just want to give you a heads up on that. Now, if you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's my job. That's what I'm here for, okay? But other than that, yeah, I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify it. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. You ready?
Yep.
All right, let's rock and roll here. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sparkle Window Cleaning.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Gergenti, owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that, actually. So I want to make sure after this part here, we'll set up a security question and answer, if you don't mind, just to really protect you on your confidentiality of everything we speak about, right? Just because their name is John from Local Splash does not mean you give your information out to everyone, okay? And neither do we give it out to you just because your name is Pete, right? So from here on, we'll call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way you know you're talking to us, and we know we're talking to you, okay? Just want to make sure you're protected on that, man. So.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on July 1st in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything and including website just for recording sake here for you. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of each month in the amount of only $249. And it'll be $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. As promised, Pete, just want to make sure you're protected on everything there. And just letting you know, when you decide to upgrade your package in the future, I still will keep to that promise as far as your promotional rate for the Google Ads, and you will not have to pay for the programming fee on there, okay? I already notated this for you as well. So I want to really take care of you for now and for the future. Cool? So next part here, Pete. I joke around about this a lot, but I've actually seen a customer report guy. He got locked out of his own account because he forgot his own answer. So please don't forget yours. We have 3 generic questions. You can choose any one of them you want. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
So city I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And again, we will never give this answer out, and it will never change. So what would that answer be?
Houston.
All right, perfect. And again, I'm going to put this in right now. it's a red flag if someone starts giving that answer out of nowhere and stuff, okay? So you have a real number or voice-activated phone number. If you ever feel uncomfortable, you call that number. They will ask that security question before going in further detail of your account. And Pete, last part here. The card that we're using, is it just the first and last name or middle initial as well?
There's a middle initial.
Okay, and what letter is that?
F.
All right. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 36 Cottage Avenue, right?
Actually, it's different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what do you got?
2234 mm-hmm. Roosevelt Avenue.
Avenue. Okay. Is that in Sandy, Utah as well, or no?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
840108. Oh, shoot. I messed up. 840. Oh, man. You're going to have to repeat
that for zip code. Sorry.
84108. Oh, that's what it was. Oh, I'm dyslexia and everything kicking in on me. Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It is Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, Pete, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Hey, I'm so sorry to do this.
What's up?
I don't know if I'm going to go through with this. I know we've answered all my questions, and everything seems right. I don't know. I just got... You're making me say cold feet.
Well, talk to me. What have we got? Yeah. I mean, still getting them.
Just my other concerns about, like, I dislike putting money forward on something that is, I don't have exact numbers on or idea of return. Like, you've provided me statistics, but these statistics is across, like, all industries and not mine specifically. And I'm just concerned that 2 months from now, I'm going to be in a hole.
Got it.
A bit. Like, to be totally candid, like, I just got married, our life is changing, and every dollar, like, really, really matters.
Sure, of course.
And these decisions not only affect me, and so I'm just, like, timid of putting money forward on something I'm not sure will work yet. And I know we've provided, like, this is why you do just month to month.
That's just a thought right there, Pete. Okay, don't worry. And I'm very pleased to hear that you're very transparent with me on everything, man, because that just tells me you really do care about your company, your customers, and your future. And that's why we're even talking, right? But yes, I gave you stats of, you know, what to expect, when to expect, and also far as in general, I get it. But the whole reason why we even give you a call in the beginning to start this, Pete, was because I didn't call you. I remember it was a team of agents that did their homework already before that. They said, okay, positions available. Let's see who else we can help in this area. You're not listed on the first page, but you have a high reputation already, which is very good. And that's a company that we can work with to move up to that first page of Google because, one, there's a strong demand in your area. Now, us only working with your company to make sure it does work is everything. Because imagine getting on the first page and then falling off. That's not good. That's why we're month to month. I like to put it like that. Not just to say, oh, yeah, we're going to do our job, but also to make sure that every single month we act as if you're a brand new customer giving our gung-ho on everything. That's what we're there for, okay? I remember, Pete, when I got married, too, I was just working with this company as well, man. I'm like, I got to make sure I'm really helping people out. But at the same time, I have my own company that I was running. And, man, was it difficult because it was during COVID stuff and everything, right? And I'm like, I don't know. I got to be careful where I'm spending and things like that. But here's the thing. When it comes to Google, it is always the best investment. Why? Because Google is not going anywhere, man. It really isn't. I think you and I can agree on that, right? Everyone says, let's Google it. No matter what happens in the future, guess what? Putting myself in your shoes, you still keep your listings. You still keep your Google. You still keep your domain. You still keep your Yelp. You still keep your Bing. The difference is us helping you get found on that first page with that traffic. And regardless, again, if you decide to part ways in the future. There's no cancellation fees or anything. You got your verifications through, so you look legitimate online no matter what for your customers. Makes it a lot more easier for them to find you, especially if they're a referral. I can go on and on with this, Pete, right? Because
yeah.
No matter what, it's still hands down the best thing, because without that, it's difficult getting even verified these days, especially with a new business name.
Yep.
Google will go through the most craziest stuff of questions, and I'm already about to send an email here to say, hey, listen, these are the things that they're going to be asking for to get you verified. We know everything top to bottom. It's not our first rodeo, man. Having a team like us of professionals help you being found is all worth your while at that point, okay? But I personally just want to take this on to say, hey, listen, that's why I had the website included in the package, because no matter what, yeah, you can be listed and all these things, but I think it brings more professionalism and organization for your company by having a website, right? Shows your personality of your business, get the right people you want to spend your time with. Because I'm not sure about you, but I know that commercial work does bring a lot of money, but at the same time, it can be a lot of headache. But you can weed that out by having a nice professional website, so that way they can say, okay, this is the person I want to use. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. And yep. It's still like, to me, in my mind, it's still just not convincing enough that it'll translate to jobs. Like, it'll translate to someone calling me. Like, getting a call from someone say, hey, can I get a bid? Or when can you come out? Understand,
okay.
Like, just the presence and being seen as good, or just being out there, but I have a hard time. I don't really care if I have a pristine page and all the goods and I'm showing up everywhere. Mm-hmm. I only care if someone is calling me. Like that, the whole point of
everything.
All of that is.
Yes, hands down.
Is,
Pete,
is
you're convincing me that you're going to do very well, man. I'm sorry. Sorry, beloved. It's just, it brings joy to me to hear that you're that concerned with it, and more so, it just reassures me you're going to do very well. Hands down. Because look at it this way. You said you already have a Google ad going on, right? You already have a strict budget.
Right. Well, I don't. And that was the thing, like, I wanted to try before and see if that works. Because if that works, then that's the move. I could stop instantly. Mm-hmm. I can ramp it up as much as I freaking want for 1 week. Say I'm out of town the next week. I know I want to schedule 1,000 jobs, and I ramp it up as big as I can go. And then throughout the week, then I'm done. You know, like that kind of flexibility is really important.
For sure. Well, here's the thing. You already know the demand. We went over that. I believe it was last time. I can't look at it.
1,200.
Yeah,
it was about 1,200 searches for window cleaning, for just window cleaning. We talked about the 1%, but 1% is super hard to get. Like, it's an easy thing for people to say. Well, we had this conversation.
I don't know, man. Yeah. No, you're good. I'm not going to repeat on that part. What I am going to say is this, though. The demand is strong in the area, but with the more important thing is getting in front of the most people that are going to be typing, right? You could be on Google. Great. You said it yourself, and I actually say this to every business owner. Greeting on the first page is awesome. All right, great, great and dandy. But the more important thing is getting the calls that turn into repeat customers and referrals, period. That's the whole point why we're getting on the first page of Google. But you got to remember, that's why how the process works. Everyone talks about, we got to reach our goal, but the process of getting to that goal, that journey, is everything. Why? Because right now when we're working on the keywords and the algorithms, those are getting the right in front of the right people too. So, can this get this phone ringing? I can tell you that, yes. But I personally don't even think you want this where it's like, I want my phone ringing, it's going to waste my time. No, we want to make sure it's the right customers that you want to spend your time with. Now you're getting even more value behind that. So it's not just saying, okay, let's get you on first page. Okay, let's get you on a website. Okay, let's get you on Facebook. No, we're linking these all together to get that one customer to get that bigger, higher expense and of profits for you, but also a higher percentage rate of them actually calling to schedule an appointment with you or utilize your service or even give a referral. That much easier customer experience is everything, hands down. Think about it, right? Pete, you say, John, you know, hit my friend up. He was amazing at home remodeling, man. He's hands down the best. Okay, great. I'll look him up. First thing I'm going to look is Google, right? Especially if I don't know his name. If I did know his business name and I looked him up to get the phone number, that's just the way it goes these days, then guess what? If you're not verified on there, what's Google going to show? Somebody completely different. And that's the worst thing you want to have. It's your referrals going over or a repeat customer trying to find you and then looking at a totally different competitor in your area. That's hands down, you don't want that. So Pete, what I'm trying to say is, one, you're getting an investment for your future of your company, right? You're saving and giving more value for the dollar. And that's for the future as well, too. But also getting a good customer experience with high percentage rate of returns for you. Why hold back at that point, right?
Oh, man, I don't know why. I just, for some reason inside of me, I have this big, like, reservation about this. So, and I've tried to pinpoint it, but who knows? Like, I really don't totally know.
Well, Pete, if we don't know, that's okay. I get it. But it's pretty much saying like this. Every shot you don't take, you're missing regardless, right? Period. Hands down. You're willing to go ahead and move forward, and you want to get good Google Ads, everything going. You're working with a team of professionals that are going to help you do it and make sure that you're getting those results that the statistics always show as well, too. If you do it on your own, can you do it on your own? Sure, but you got a budget going with Google Ads only. That's an ad. People scroll through ads. That's why I even mentioned this package before Google Ads, man. I hope you understand this and hear it in my voice, man, when I say I really want to help. I want to make sure you get in the right position so that way in the future you're able to make those choices for their company. That's my job, man. So hands down, I think this is definitely get your brand exposure the way you need to in front of the right people and having the team back you up so that way it's looking exactly the way you need it to so you can focus more on the job at hand. That's it. Anything further than that, you know, that's out of my hands. But what I'm saying is this right now is available for you. It's at your front door saying, hey, you want that brand exposure, you want to get those jobs coming through in the right way, secure that for your business on Google. What are we waiting for, right? And that's what we could do for you. And I even have the appointment set for tomorrow, first thing, so that way we don't skip a beat because every day could be a profitable customer coming at your door.
Yeah.
So I hear you, man. But at the same time,
I don't know what's like clicking inside of me that's just like, hey, maybe I'm just conservative with my money and, you know, just a little more,
conservative is good.
Like, there are literally like, there's like 10 window cleaners in this area that go by Sparkle Window Cleaning. And so I feel like no matter what I do present, I'm going to be mixed up with other people. Or maybe I got to change my name completely. But, yeah. So that's the thing. That's another part. There are literally, 10 other Sparkle window cleaners in my area alone.
Yeah, let me look that up right now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found that guy you were talking about, Pete's Window Quashie.
Yeah, I saw him.
Okay, how about this? I'll do this real time for you. I'm going in incognito mode right now. I skipped right through the ads buff. I told you I wasn't lying about that.
Right, no, that's pretty common.
Okay, two things. Traffic, reviews, right? Traffic and reviews. Now, going five down, just the fifth in line, okay? This is just going to give you an expectation here. This guy has 42 reviews. And no website. and he's on the first page. Who else? I got another one. Nielsen? I can't pronounce that. Nielsen or Nielsen Window Washing? No website.
Okay.
23 reviews and on that first page of Google. These guys are capitalizing on 90% of the revenue because simply they're being shown on the first page. That's it. And that's your competition.
Yeah.
There's another one. 4.7 star rating. 14 reviews only. Titan Window Cleaning. No offense to these guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying your competition is slim. Whereas you've been around for 5 years. You do great quality work. That's why we're even calling you. And those reviews will come along really quick as long as you're up there. Right? I mean, all the work you're doing right now,
yeah.
Put it towards something. There you go. Being on list, once you're on that first page of Google, things start to turn around a lot more different. The clientele that calls you is a lot different. They're scrolling through the second or third page and then calling you. I'm telling you right now, they did research for a reason. You know, it's like kind of saying, where do I get my customer from, right? First page is where it's at. So there's another one. Uinta Window Washing, LLC. 6 reviews, 5 stars. We only got 6, and he has not been around for a while. No website whatsoever either. We're going to get you a website. We're going to have you showcase not only on the first page of Google, your directories, and social media. So that way, they didn't make that decision by then. They go on your Facebook, bam, there you are too. Did that help you a little bit, understanding of your competition to say, hey, what kind of returns am I getting on here? I already know that if these guys are doing very well and they're on the first page, I'm telling you, you're gonna kill it over there. So sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's just go through the first month. I'll go through my thing tomorrow. I'll pay for it right now. And so if you need to go back to that whole voice verification thing, that's cool, but...
No, you're good. No, not at all. Not at all. You're fine. And again, I appreciate you giving. I'm gonna say it like this: you're giving us that 1% trust. Let us earn the 99%. When do you have to hear that? You know what I mean? So there you go. I'm on the part where just need the card information. So again, I'm not gonna repeat the numbers out loud. So just I'm ready when you are, though.
Okay, here it is: 4342. 5810-2535-8175.
Okay. And the expiration on that?
May 2026.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
341.
All right. Now, before I process
the payment.
And
on the card, it's Peter F. Giorgenti, not Peter.
Oh, okay. Peter. Okay, cool. I'll put it there. Bada bing, bada boom. I have to put Peter as an account, but I'll tell them to call you by Pete, okay?
No problem. If they call him Peter, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Now, before I process anything, we've had a really nice promotional rate. I like to refresh the account a few times before I process anything, so just to make sure it stays the same in our systems, and it looks good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Stay on the phone with me, Pete, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice. I don't forget any of my promises here. You're going to get a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. I'll direct you to see everything as promised in that paper right there for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. It just went through on my side, so you should be receiving something shortly here. And I'm putting notes for the make sure it goes by Pete.
Yeah, all good.
Hey, no, you want to make sure we're addressing you properly, you know? Everything's to the T to being professional, right? Yeah, we get along. Yeah, we can talk, communicate, but we still keep that professional manner, right? So. All right, there we go.
I haven't picked up anything yet.
Maybe refresh. Sometimes it kind of helps on that side. Let me see here. It says it's in queue, so it'll be popping up in a couple of seconds here.
Okay, I got the text.
Beautiful. Now, you're going to receive another copy through email as well, but for the text message, when you pop it open, there's a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. We're going to click on that. Once you do, as promised, everything on paper. Please don't forget again. I always remind every business owner that joins with our family here. First thing is, do not forget that I can apply the same promotional rates to the other packages. Those short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to. But let me know if you decide to do that, okay? I have promises in here that I don't forget, and I like to make sure I keep to that. When you scroll down to where it says Facebook, as promised, out of your, not additional, out of your $249, we put $100 back, invested into your target marketing Facebook ads for you. And again, websites, we usually charge extra for it. As you can see, everything in there. I notated everything on this account because it's on me. I promised it and I keep to it and I deliver it. So website, for the life of you being with us.